Thank you, Chair Rapporteur. I'd like to express my gratitude to the Chair Rapporteur and the Secretariat of the OHCHR for convening this session. Japan, based on the UNGPs, formulated its National Action Plan on Business and Human Rights in 2020, followed by the guidelines on respecting human rights in responsible supply chains in 2022. Currently, Japan is in the process of revising its NAP to make it more effective. Japan believes it is of utmost importance for all stakeholders to take concrete actions based on the UNGPs. To this end, Japan has been organizing seminars and training programs, primarily in Asian countries, where many Japanese companies operate, while also supporting the development and implementation of NAPs in these countries. Japan appreciates the effort of the Chair Rapporteur this year. We also look forward to seeing meaningful progress through the intersessional thematic consultation next year. Japan would like to reiterate that an LVI must be realistic, effective, and balanced, ensuring that many countries can agree on its content. It is important to reflect to the greatest extent possible the views of governments and various stakeholders, primarily businesses, all of which bear responsibility for people facing vastly different circumstances. In this respect, Japan considers that there are still various fundamental issues with the current draft LVI where improvements are needed. For example, consistency with international agreements concluded by states, the approach to human rights due diligence, the scope of access to remedy, and the procedures and methods for achieving remedies, including the definition of status of limitations. As such, we believe that this text cannot yet be considered ideal for achieving our shared goal of promoting and protecting human rights in the context of business activities. Considering that this session is a direct continuation from last year, we will maintain the approach we have taken to date this time. However, I would like to mention that as we enter into a new phase of this initiative next year, Japan will consider engaging more proactively by, for example, submitting specific comments on individual provisions. Additionally, I'd like to make one remark concerning the legal experts. We understand that the role of the legal experts should remain a complementary one, such as giving advice for finding possible convergence based on their legal expertise. We hope that their role will be clarified at an appropriate timing before concrete initiatives commence next year. Finally, we remain committed to promoting and protecting human rights in this field in accordance with the spirit of the UNGPs, which reflect a broad consensus among relevant stakeholders. I thank you.